Good morning and welcome to another fine edition of the Insight Show on this Reno Media Group radio station. I'm Deanna and I have with me Annie Goni Stewart from the 4Kids Foundation and Lori Roberts from the Nevada Equine Assisted Therapy. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
All right. So Annie, we're going to start with you because we have a lot to talk about with the 4Kids Foundation, and I'd love to get a little bit of a background information on the organization and exactly what it is you guys do.
Okay, thank you. Well, 4Kids Foundation is a 501c3 Nevada nonprofit. We started the organization in 2003. It was founded by Dr. Earl Nielsen, who was working for KBH Health back at the time, realized there were kids that were falling through the cracks of the system.
Right.
And so he created the foundation to help those kids to fund urgent unmet needs when there is no other resource. And so that's what we've done for 16 years now, since 2003.
Wow. So I had no idea that you guys were an organization for so long. 16 years is a long time. But then when I dug into your history a little bit, because I was kind of curious, what needs do you help these children meet? And you provide anything from financial aid assistance for children that are newborns all the way up through age 20, living in Northern Nevada, and specifically for medical, dental, mental health, educational services. Is there anything else outside of that spectrum, or is that kind of covered?
That pretty much covers it. It's a very broad umbrella.
Yeah.
And so any need that a child has that does, there is no other resource to pay for it, those parents and guardians are eligible to apply for assistance.
That's great. Yeah. So what makes a family eligible?
Well, so some of our families are working families that maybe got hit with a catastrophic illness and now, you know, decimated their funds and they can't afford a product or service that the child needs. Okay. Could be a service that's not covered under their insurance. Our families come from all walks of life. Some families come from disabled parents that aren't working, so the funds are limited.
Right.
It just kind of depends. Every situation is different. Every application that we receive, I'll conduct an interview with the family to first determine the need, and then I'll look for alternative funding sources. If we determine there is a need for the child, I'll look for alternative funding sources.
Okay.
If none is found, then we bring it to the board, and every application is reviewed every 2 weeks by the board of directors.
Okay. Wow. So going back to your history and when you guys became a foundation, you started in 2003, and it says as the charitable arm of the Kids Behavioral Health Organization. Tell us a little bit how it transitioned into what it is today.
So Dr. Earl Nielsen is our founder, and he was working at Kids Behavioral Health at the time.
Okay.
And he and Bill Vickers determined that there was this need for these kids in Northern Nevada. We serve Northern Nevada. And so that's why they started the charitable arm of 4Kids Foundation.
Okay.
So that we could help those kids that weren't eligible to receive services through other programs.
Okay. And now, since you are a 501c3, this is all being funded by grants and private foundations and individual donors. So you rely heavily on the help of our community.
We do. We really do. Yeah. And the community, that's what I love about this Northern Nevada community is people really step up. You tell them it's about kids, they're all in, right?
Yep, they sure do. That's one thing. I haven't been in Reno very long. My husband and I are from New Jersey, but we moved to Reno a few years ago. And the first thing that we noticed is this community is incredible. I mean, everybody's just always willing to help each other. It's amazing.
Yeah, super generous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about a couple of the specific stories that I was reading in your annual report regarding the people that you've been able to help, the families you've been able to touch through this organization and what it is that you guys specifically do. I want to touch a little and get maybe kind of the Reader's Digest version of Chloe's story, the 10-year-old girl. Tell us a little bit about her.
Yeah, so last year we received 218 applications for assistance.
Okay, wow.
And we awarded, what's the number off the top of my head?
$123,253
in award payments. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So the one that comes to the forefront of my mind is, and we changed the names in the annual report, of course, to protect privacy.
Of course.
But this was a young girl, 13 years old, not quite 13 years old, who had kidney disease.
Okay.
Actually, she started out with aplastic anemia and through the treatment with that developed kidney disease and ended up needing dialysis. And the problem is, because of her medical status and other pre-existing conditions, she wasn't able to receive dialysis from local facilities in Reno and had to go to UC San Francisco.
Oh, gosh.
And so the mom, a single mom with five kids, single working mom with five kids, reached out to us for support. Now, the medical bills were covered through her insurance, but she needed help with travel. So what we did is the board approved 4 months of travel, which included gas, bridge tolls, and parking in San Francisco, which you know is astronomical.
Yeah.
And she was fortunate enough to have a family member who lived near the Bay Area where she would stay. And so mom would drive down on Monday, stay for the week, and receive dialysis every other day, then race home on Saturday so that she could take care of the other older kids and home and whatnot. What the great part of that story is, they actually trained the mom, UC San Francisco, trained mom how to do dialysis at home.
Oh,
believe
my
it
gosh.
Or not. That sounds scary to me, but this woman is like, she's super mom. And they trained her how to do dialysis at home. So in February, they came back to Reno. And now mom does dialysis every night when the girl goes to bed. And it's like an 8-hour procedure that she does while she's sleeping. But it doesn't. She doesn't have to do this travel back and forth to San Francisco.
Gosh.
And she's on a kidney transplant waiting list right
now.
That
must be so helpful, because when I hear stories about families who are going through some kind of treatment for any family member, regardless of whether or not it's a child, most of the time they have to head way out of town to get the treatment that they need.
That's the one problem in our community here is some certain situations, like we had a 2-year-old that needed open heart surgery that had to be performed in Las Vegas because we didn't have the facilities here.
Right.
A child with spina bifida that had to travel to Sacramento. And then there was another child, I forget what he had. It wasn't a kidney transplant. It was something else. Couldn't be done locally, so had to go to Oakland's Children's Hospital.
Wow.
You know, and so when the parents are kind of juggling, what are they going to do with the other kids that are home and all the expenses? So to have the burden of the travel expense, at least gas and bridge tolls and parking covered, we partner with Ronald McDonald House to locate housing for those families. So
that's
we can
great.
Take, if the inn is full, you know, and they can't take them, then we'll help with housing while they're staying at the hospital for the child. But most of the time, we can get them in a Ronald McDonald House. And
that's
so that
great.
That you know eliminates us having to pay for the lodging just to cover the travel expenses.
Right.
But it just lifts a burden off these parents.
Oh, yeah.
Just have one thing taken off their plate.
Absolutely.
While they're dealing with, you know, you can imagine it's hard enough being a parent when everything's going well and the kids are healthy, let alone have these tremendous health issues, you know.
It's got to be really stressful for somebody to go through, but to know that they can find help like this, I'm sure is a huge relief.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about Muriel and her story, suffering from a renal disease.
Let me see. Thank you for the paper.
Of course.
Oh, this is the one. See, we've changed their names to protect their privacy.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. So she's the gal that had the dialysis in San Francisco.
It's the other one I'm thinking of.
So another child that we helped, this one is a local family. They're all local. Our families are all from northern Nevada, which we consider everything kind of north of Las Vegas is what we cover. And one of our children needed, the one I'm thinking of, we helped with the purchase of an autism anchoring dog.
Oh, wow.
And this young man, probably, 14 maybe now at the time, was diagnosed with autism when he was really young. And he was a flight risk. He would run away.
Open the
front door and he would run. And wouldn't stop and wouldn't come back when they called him. And he got lost in Legoland for like one terrifying hour while they had to close it down and try to locate this child.
Yeah.
So the mom located a company in Oregon that trains dogs called Autism Anchoring Dogs. And they're the big, 150-pound Newfoundlands, I guess. And so they're very expensive, upwards of $20,000 for these dogs. That's too big of a request for our little foundation to take on. But our board said, tell mom to try to raise the majority of the funds and we'll step in and help with the remainder, to fill in those gaps. And so mom did some GoFundMes and some other fundraising efforts on her own, raised the majority of the funds for the dog.
Yeah.
And then what we did is we helped with the $3,000 to cover the cost to bring two trainers from Oregon to come stay here in Reno for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And train, because the family then needed to be trained with the dog. So I saw the mom recently. Actually, she came to our wine and cheese event to share her story in front of all of the attendees and said it has changed their life because now they can go to a soccer game, you know, or attend something at school or even go out to eat and not have to worry about it because the dog is tethered to her son and there's no way he's going to go anywhere. So,
and like you said, I mean, when you have these service dogs, these service animals, it's not an inexpensive cost to the family. I mean, it's really, it's a huge undertaking and something that the child really needs because they're so, those animals are so special and they're trained so well. They have this innate ability to know when something's about to happen.
It's amazing.
So that they can alert you. And that's really great to be able to help them find that resource or find the funds for the resource. That's kind of where I want to go next with this conversation is being a nonprofit is already hard enough. Finding the funds, finding the support from your community. Luckily, we have a great community, but I feel like a lot of potential donors have a lot of questions when it comes to, well, where's my money going and how is it managed and exactly who am I helping? Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about those funds and how you do manage your donations.
Well, so who they're helping are children from birth all the way through age 20. Mm-hmm. We believe that even after they maybe age out of the system at age 18, those children are still not capable of paying for some of these services.
Right.
So we'll cover all the way up to age 21. The funds that we have, we maximize our funds by asking for discounts from local service providers. So we have relationships with local dentists, orthodontists, eye doctors, and they're willing to discount their rates substantially to help us out as a nonprofit. We received probably more than $15,000 in discounts from local providers last year. That is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And like Reno Mattress Company, we bought beds. There were quite a few kids that were sleeping on the floors, you know, when the housing crisis, which I think we could say here in Reno, where rents are super expensive, multiple families are living together, and already money is tight. Kids are sleeping on the floor or on sofas. So we purchased a few beds, and Reno Mattress Company stepped in and gave us great discounts. So that's just one example of great discounts. Let's see what I was going to say.
You've partnered with so many other businesses and organizations in the community. What are some of the organizations that kind of stick out in your mind that have just really been a big help?
Right. So we also partner. Part of what we do when I get an application is to look for alternative funding, you know. And so we partnered with the Children's Cabinet on a couple. Give Hope Foundation. We had requests that were maybe too large for us or we don't cover living expenses, so rent and power and utilities, but Give Hope Foundation will help in those situations. We help specifically to the child. So we'll reach out to those organizations and ask for assistance or to partner. Maybe let's split the bill on this one because it's a pretty large request. I also reach out to Care Chest for a lot of wheelchairs and walkers and canes and those sorts of things, you know, and if it's not something they can cover, then we'll step in and help. The other part of what I do is to look for discounts online.
Yeah.
We had a request. One child needed genetic testing.
Wow. And
it was quoted at $5,000
locally. That's pretty expensive.
Very expensive. And mom worked and had insurance, but it wasn't covered under her insurance.
Yeah.
So she came to us. Well, I got online and found a company in Boston that would do the genetic testing for, I don't know, $500 or $600.
Wow.
And to diagnose, it was called MODY, which is a mature onset diabetes of youth, a very specific diagnosis, which requires that diagnosis to monitor the treatment.
Yeah.
And so the board approved it, and it turns out he did. It was diagnosed as MODY, which is, you know, devastating in and of itself, but now he can receive the right treatment for that.
Right.
And we saved, you know, like $4,500 by locating this company online that could do it, you know, at a discount. So that's just one example of some of the discounts that we have and how we maximize the donations that we receive.
Well, I think it's wonderful that you're so creative and resourceful when it comes to finding out who else in our community can help us help this family, because I think that must be a huge fear to a parent who's trying to find help for their child or financial assistance when it comes to these really niche situations where they have to be vetted and they have to find out if they're eligible for help. And there's always that little bit of fear that they might not get the help they need, but instead of turning them away and saying, sorry, you're not eligible, or I'm sorry, we can't help you, you find the ways that you can get other organizations or other people in the community involved to make sure that you get that family that help. And that's amazing.
Yeah. And so with our funds, we local families, if it's the case of clothes or shoes or school supplies, we'll go shopping with the families at Walmart or Target or Costco to make sure that those funds are used for the purpose that it was intended. Or we'll order the product and service to be delivered.
Nice.
Or we pay the service provider directly, like in the case of orthodontia or Nevada Equine Therapy, those sorts of things.
Right.
We'll pay the service provider directly.
That's great. So let's get into that a little bit and bring Lori into the conversation.
Good morning.
Good morning. Lori is from the Nevada Equine Assisted Therapy. Tell us a little bit about this amazing program, because I read just a brief synopsis and I had no idea how helpful it was to children with certain maybe learning disabilities or even other scenarios that they might be in where the working with horses really just teaches them so many skills.
Yes. So my partner, Bambi Sparr, and I created this program 10 years ago.
Okay.
And we work with children as young as four all the way up to senior citizens, actually. We're addressing, unlike a traditional therapeutic riding program where you're looking at severe cognitive or physical challenges, we are focused on the social, emotional, behavioral, and mental health issues that face so many people. Horses are pretty magical, and through work with horses, we can help kids that are struggling with ADHD, depression, anxiety, PTSD, adults as well. Our kids, teens, adults all start out basically learning about why horses do what they do and how they need to behave to feel safe around a horse. Okay. I've got a kiddo with ADHD. Getting them to rein in that really high energy and remain safe while they're working with their horse can be challenging, but the horse is such a lure that they're willing to do whatever they need to do to be able to work with their horse.
Yeah.
They learn to groom and lead and tack up and play games, and our program is a mounted program. So eventually they are up on the horse and they're riding. Now, riding is interesting because there's a whole bunch of decision-making and problem-solving that goes into riding a horse.
Yeah.
And so we're able to focus our clients on addressing those issues that are foremost in their lives. It's anxiety. How do we relax? How do we do some deep breathing and visualization and calm ourselves so that we're in a good place to be able to work with the horses?
I love that. It's got to be so incredible to see a child who, like you mentioned, may have ADHD and they're very high energy, and it's difficult for them to maybe rein it in and focus, but then to see them want to work with this horse so badly that they overcome that challenge on their own.
Yeah. A lot of the kids that we deal with, teens and adults as well, but kids and teens specifically, are in foster care, have been adopted out of foster care, have been in situations that they have experienced some intense trauma.
Mm-hmm.
They may no longer be able to set good boundaries. You got to set boundaries with the horse or you get stepped on. So they learn quickly how to appropriately say, this is my space, stand back a little bit. They may no longer engage well with other humans, and horses provide an unconditional love situation, and it makes me just grin from ear to ear when a young kid says to me, I love Miss Ruby, which is the horse, and they may have trouble saying that to an adult. But this helps them build those bridges again where they can trust and love. And so it's a very special program, and I feel so lucky to get up every day and go do something that I know makes a difference and that makes me happy as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got to have some kind of passion for it to do something like this.
Yes.
Now, I'm curious. I know that there are a lot of medical fixes for for challenges like this, like ADHD and anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, you know, doctors or psychiatrists go to just say, here, take this pill. It's going to make you better. Is the training with the horses an alternative to that?
Well, I absolutely believe that there are times and places where medication is appropriate.
Okay.
In my personal experience, my father died when I was very young, and I was probably diagnosed as being hyperactive when, in fact, I think I probably had PTSD.
Of course.
And my mom had me take Ritalin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe sometimes that medication can help get you to sit still and be quiet long enough to mature and absorb the information you need to get to the other side of the situation.
Right.
However, medication doesn't change the behavior. It doesn't help you heal from trauma.
Right.
So I think that sometimes in tandem, we are addressing those underlying issues that are causing some of this behavior. And that by helping them heal from those traumas, or helping them find our clients find a different way to address the things that are going on in their lives, they may be able to get to a place where the medications aren't as necessary for them to get through the day.
Right.
So it's an addition to, a lot of times, not instead of, but with the right kind of work, it may eventually be an instead of.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I do strongly believe that the medication is usually just the remedy for the symptom.
Absolutely.
And this training seems to be the remedy for the root cause.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when you got involved with this program, was it because of your own personal experience, or how did you get started?
I would say yes. Okay. I was seeing a therapist. And we were doing great work, but there was still a lack in my life. There was still kind of this hole in my life. And I'd always loved horses. And a friend said to me, well, you make enough money, why don't you get a horse? And I did. And I called my therapist and I said, I have great news. I just got a horse. And she says, well, that's wonderful. And I said, the bad news is I can't afford both of you. And my mare Mystic became my anchor and my therapy, and helped me, I think, heal in a lot of ways from the trauma that I had experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And she was kind of the foundation for this program and seeing what horses can do to help people.
That's amazing. And just for anybody who's listening and wondering, there are a couple of other scenarios where a person may benefit from training with the horse. We mentioned ADHD already, anxiety,
depression.
Depression as well. Yeah, also, depression. Children who may be on the autism spectrum.
There's lots and lots of research about kids on the spectrum working with horses. Our program focuses more on kids that are fairly high functioning, or teens. I actually have a 17-year-old young man that's coming for a tour today of our facility.
Wow.
Horses can help kids on the spectrum learn how to interact more appropriately with another living being.
Okay.
How do we read social cues? A lot of kids on the spectrum, teens, adults on the spectrum, have trouble with social cues. While we're working with our horse, we'll stop and we'll say, Ruby has her ears pinned. What do you think that means? When horses pin their ears, what are they trying to tell us?
Mm-hmm.
The client stops and the client observes, and they'll say, gosh, maybe she's angry, because we've talked about why do horses do the things that they do.
Okay,
so Ruby's feeling angry. What can we do to help her feel more comfortable? And then we might talk about, was there a time when you were angry? And what did you do? And how did you handle that situation? And what kinds of things would be appropriate if you were feeling
it? I like that. It's like learning through empathy, because
yes.
Now they're relating to how the horse may feel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love that. And I know I keep saying for children, you do have children and teen programs, but this could be beneficial for somebody of any age
yes.
who deals with these issues.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and one of the things that we've been really anxious to do is create a seniors program. So many seniors are not doing enough in their lives, and they feel depressed, and they
yes.
feel a lack of empowerment. Coming out and interacting with the horses, we actually have a miniature horse that drives.
Aww.
So if a senior isn't even capable of riding, they can come and they can sit in their walker or their wheelchair, and they can groom the miniature horse, and then they can get in the cart and they can learn to drive.
That's nice.
And it gives them something to talk about, as well as giving them some mild physical activity and a feeling like they're really doing something that's different and interesting.
Yeah, that's great. So let's talk about this wonderful partnership that that you have with the 4Kids Foundation
yes.
and the event that's coming up later this summer.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. So we've been working with NEAT for quite a few years
yeah.
now, actually, and we refer some of our kids down there, and we have a scholarship fund to help pay for these program awards. And the ladies from NEAT decided to, you know, let's increase that scholarship fund so we can receive more children.
Yeah.
How about we collaboratively do a concert? Well,
yes.
we've never done one before, and they took the horse by the reins, literally, and got this thing started for us. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. So our program is not a nonprofit, and
right.
we are a fee-for-service Medicaid provider for a mental health intervention called psychosocial rehabilitation. We do accept private pay, but through the years, we've had to turn people away because they just didn't have the resources to partake in what we do. There are
right.
other programs that are nonprofits, and we've always pointed them towards those other programs, but it always broke our hearts when we had to say, I'm sorry, you know, this is what it costs to be in this program.
Right.
The 4Kids Foundation has been awesome. We've always said, you can try applying for a scholarship through the 4Kids Foundation, and they have granted scholarships through the years. One gal in particular I can think of, she was present during the Sparks Middle School shooting.
Oh, gosh.
She was standing there when it happened. She knew the teacher that was killed.
Wow.
She did not want to go back to school. She
oh,
was
yeah.
frightened. She was shut down. And through work with horses, she was able to build her confidence and work through this trauma and go back to school. And that was a scholarship from the 4Kids Foundation.
That's pretty incredible.
We were really heartsick that we had to turn people away. And so we approached the 4Kids Foundation and said, look, can we create a scholarship just for us? And with that, you know, a scholarship fund is great, but if there's no money in the fund, you can't do
mm-hmm.
much. And so our intention, our goal, our purpose was to, okay, there's this fund now. How do we put money in it? And the benefit concert was something that there weren't people doing that here. Concerts
right.
are wonderful. We said, let's do this benefit concert. So on Saturday, September 7th, at Robert C. Hawkins Amphitheater, we have Bernice Lewis and Richard Aloyan and his buddy Steve Wade performing. We've got a couple of food vendors that are going to be there, Nomnivore and Redneck Wings will be providing food for people if they
awesome.
Want to come and buy their snacks and their goodies there. Oh, and the drink doctor is an ambulance that's been converted into a bar.
I've seen them.
And she's going to be there for libations. We are going to have some incredible raffle items available, including artwork and jewelry and staycations, and we're still working on that. We have some great sponsors so far, the law offices of Stephen P. Brazelton, the Robert C. Hawkins Foundation. Jenny Sanks has done a travel sponsorship, and the Black Bear Diner. We're still looking for sponsors. Because if I get a sponsorship and they help pay to have the venue and to pay for the entertainment and to pay for the other fees, we have to have security guards and you'll
right.
have the lighting,
right.
then that's just that much more money that we will be able to put into this scholarship fund. And we're excited. In the past couple of weeks, the 4Kids Foundation has scholarshiped new clients to us. I have one client starting today and two more starting tomorrow. And we're excited to be able to provide this life-changing experience to more and more of the young people here in Northern Nevada.
That's great. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. Again, it's on Saturday, September 7th. It's called the Really Neat Benefit Concert. And I think that's pretty cool, an easy way to remember, because the Nevada Equine Assisted Therapy makes up the acronym NEAT.
Yep.
And partnering with the 4Kids Foundation. So you're hosting this event. It's the doors open at 4:30. Seating is first come, first serve. Tickets have already gone on sale as of June 5th. And it's $40 for a seat, $25 for grass seating, and then an $80 fee for a package of four grass seats, which is pretty cool. So you can kind of have like a nice little picnic with the family.
Right.
But food, drinks, live entertainment. And you said that you're still looking for sponsors. So if there are any organizations or businesses in the area that are looking to get involved and help sponsor this wonderful event, how can they get in contact with you directly?
You can reach us on our website, which is www.4kidsfoundation.org.
And that's all spelled out?
Yes, F-O-R, 4kidsfoundation.org. You can email me at Annie, 4kidsfoundation.com. Or you can call us at 775-741-5231.
Perfect.
And you could go to our website, which is www.NevadaEquineAssistedTherapy.com. Or you can go to our email us at neatinfo, all one word, at yahoo.com. Or call me at 775-750-9823.
Perfect. So one more time for everybody. If you want to get in touch with somebody over at NEAT, or you want to talk to Lori herself, 775-750-9823. You can also email neatinfo@yahoo.com. I think that's nice and easy to remember. And then if you want to get in touch with Annie at 4Kids, it's just Annie@4KidsFoundation.org.
The email's dot com.
The website's dot org.
Yeah.
All right. And then one more time on that phone number is 775-741-5231. And if you have time on Saturday, September 7th, grab a ticket and head on over to this amazing benefit concert that they're putting on and help some of the families in our area that need financial assistance. Yes. And learn more about how you can get involved on their websites as well. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
This was a wonderful segment. I loved learning about the programs and the organization. And if anybody has time to check out more, please do, because it takes a village for things like this to be successful.
Yes, it does.
Thank you all so much for listening to another fine edition of the Insight Show on this Reno Media Group radio station. I'm Deanna, and we'll see you next week.